If we are a society, all of us, globally, of inauthentic me's, those of us totally defined by class, who've accepted it as true, resulting in a society of silenced authentic me's. How do we return to our full vitality if not through asking the silenced me to speak? And this is a question we're going to be hopefully getting to the heart of and solving over the next however many weeks it takes. Because if the solution is voice, finding our voices, finding and releasing physical voice in physical world, how do we do that on a big enough scale to call in our future freedom? Because we are not yet at the point, most of us here in the United States, where we believe we are entitled to speak. Otherwise, we would be creating the forums that allow it, that allow us to come together and figure out why it is we accept so little out of our world. Now, I'm going to return now to this quote from Alice Miller that I shared at the beginning, in search of the true self, because I believe that this is how we've been conquered, by making us shadows of our former selves. And by former, I mean what we are when we're born. Because I've been spending a lot of time with 1 and 2 year olds and see their powers, see their infinite possibilities, and see at the same time how the inability of parents or whoever the caregivers are that the child looks to for confirmation of existence, of its power, of its being wanted, that if those people, adults the child turns to for confirmation that he or she is perfect, just infinitely perfect, if those folks are working themselves every second almost of their lives. Because when you're not at work, what are you doing? You're trying to get ready for work the next day. You're trying to finish work you've taken home. So if in fact it is impossible to develop our thought, develop our voices because of wage work itself, what do we do about that? And how do we talk about that? How do we begin talking about the fact that work prevents us from discovering our authentic selves? And I, after one final appeal for you guys, whoever happens to be listening, to tell me what you're thinking about these shows or my ideas. So please email me at naz2endwork@gmail.com. And I want to have a conversation. I want this to be a discussion. I believe we have to come together and start tapping into each other's ideas and thoughts. So I need you to do that. And I'm hoping a few will let me know what you think. I will share those ideas, whatever they are, at the next show. And we'll devote some time to talking about it. Until then, peace.